Hello, my name is Frida Aguilar, and today I will be interviewing
Marco Aguilar.
To begin with, tell me about one of the most important people in your life.
I'd have to say both my parents are very important people in my life.
And why are they the most important people in your life?
Just because of the way I was brought up, everything they taught me, I've learned from them, you know, just to be a better person and in all aspects of the word.
Okay. Share some important lessons you've learned in life.
To never give up and just continue striving despite all odds.
Okay. What have you accomplished so far, personally and professionally, that makes you proudest and why?
Personally, one of the biggest things that I've accomplished is graduating college. I graduated Cal State Long Beach with a bachelor's in English. That's definitely one of the biggest accomplishments that I've made. And professionally-wise, I'm glad to say that I'm a business owner. I'm an artist, and I basically started from nothing, and I've had pretty good success over the last few years.
Okay. Where were our ancestors born? If they moved to the United States, when did they arrive?
Our ancestors derived from Mexico. We're first generation to be here. We arrived in 2000. And we've been here ever since.
Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
I grew up in Mexico. Growing up in my native country was a lot different experience than, my friends around me that grew up in the U.S. I feel like it's very distinct in terms of how you view the world. You view a lot of poverty, a lot of struggle from where I was originally from, so coming here, it was definitely a culture shock, but definitely something that was necessary for me to, you know, continue growing as a person.
Did you like going to school? Why or why not?
Yeah, I've always loved school. I've always loved learning. I enjoy being in academic settings in all sorts. It's just the only way to better yourself.
And has your life been different from what you imagined as a teenager?
To a certain extent, I've always imagined myself being creative in some sort of way, and I'm glad I could do that with my business as well with my degree. But yeah, it's you know, life is unexpected.
When you were younger, what did you imagine your job would be?
Exactly what I'm doing now. I've always imagined, you know, like I said, being creative, being artistic since a young kid is something I've always dreamed of. And I'm glad that I could bring that to fruition now.
If you could choose any career besides the one you have now, what would you pick and why?
It's very hard since I am very happy with my career choice. But graphic designing is another thing that I've always been intrigued about and would definitely like to explore that as well.
Okay, and moving on to more political questions, how do you feel affected by this election that's coming up?
It's affected personally in the terms of immigration policies. I was born in Mexico, and so growing up here, I've always had to struggle with the harsh reality of how immigrants are treated and how we're viewed and that stigma that's always placed upon us, but you know, it's just I just try to do good and do better.
Has there ever been a time in your life when you wanted to vote but were not able to? What was that like?
Yes, throughout my whole life. Like I said, not being born here, I'm, you know, not allowed to vote, which is, I get it, it's policies, but at the same time, it's very hard because you do want to make change, you do want to be heard, and it's frustrating not being able to do so.
Has a changing role in your community, job, or home ever affected your civic participation?
No, I wouldn't say those specifically, just overall how we were brought up, you know, growing up in the lower economic parts of, you know, the city. You see the struggle, you see how the city manages the people, and it's that alone makes you want change.
Over the years, have you changed your opinion about any major political issues? If so, which issues and why?
No, I've always been a very open-minded person, but generally I stick to the same ideologies that I've had since I was younger. Just now that I understand them a little better, it just reinforces what I believe.
Okay, when you were growing up, what role did religion and or spirituality play in your life?
Religion had a big impact on my life, not in the terms of faith and how religious I am per se, but it made me open my eyes to how religion has been an incredible and crucial role in shaping our society since basically the dawn of time. And, you know, all the stuff that's wrong with them, what's right with it, it's made me more open.
And last question, what does religion and or spirituality mean to you, and what role does it play in your life today?
I think religion and spirituality are not interchangeable. Religion is an establishment that's, you know, it's man-made, whereas spirituality is based on the individual and what they believe in, not necessarily a constructed system. So religion to me, it's really more man-made. So I kind of oppose it in the terms of how it's structured and how they go about. But spirituality, I'm big on faith in yourself and in others and doing well and just living a better life.
Okay. Thank you for participating in my interview today. What up?
You're welcome.